wrestle not against flesh and blood. Victory is a goal for every battle. Get set for an empowerment to conquer in the battles of life as you listen to Encounter with the Truth by Pastor Sammy.
It's important for us to understand that we are living in the days that when you are faith deficient, you will lose your life. When you are faith deficient, you will lose your walk with Jesus. If you can't see beyond the natural, these seasons we are in, it will be very difficult to walk with Jesus. Because everything happening is making the world look not a better place to live. Praise the Lord. So as days go by, things become worse and worse. And when things become worse and worse, what happens is that man have to struggle more and more to survive. So lying become more, stealing become more, wickedness become more, iniquity become more. When things become hard, you need to keep struggling. You need to live. And for you to live, you need to do more than the normal. Someone say more than the normal. Yeah. So these seasons we are in, it's difficult to trust. When somebody say, look up, you have to be very careful. Because if you don't, and you just depend on look up, before you be down, you're already down. Praise the Lord. And most of the time, it is not them. It is the situations and the conditions happening. Praise the Lord. So it takes your faith to be able to live beyond what others are going through. Praise the Lord. It takes faith. And now, in the same Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 14, it said, in seasons like that, what will make men to live by the faith? Habakkuk 2 verse 14. He said, the earth will be filled up with the knowledge of God as the waters covers the sea. So in these seasons, understand it carefully and catch this revelation. In these seasons, things are becoming harder. What God is using to help men out is the knowledge of His will. He is making revelation of what people to do to be free available. So that whosoever will and will take hold on what He is saying and will walk with Him will begin to see a change. Things will be happening. There will be darkness, but you'll be experiencing light. Water will be turned into blood, but its own will be water. Praise the Lord. There will be flies everywhere, but its own environment will be full of serenity. What he's doing is that the earth is filling the earth with the knowledge of his will. As the waters cover the sea, as a medium to bail people out, whosoever is willing. So I can confidently tell you, these seasons we are in, if you can be well and be free, it doesn't take the job you do. It takes the revelation of God you have to live and to accept. Praise the Lord. He said the whole earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the will of God as the waters covers the sea. Now, as we are talking about the knowledge of the will of God. One thing come out. What institution, you know, every institution have its mandate. A hospital have a mandate to administer health. A bank have a mandate to deal with financial things. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me?
Yes.
A school have a mandate to dispense knowledge. Praise the Lord. So, what institution have that mandate to release the knowledge of the will of God out to help men to be out of their struggles, of the disease? You know, when things become hard, what it comes with is diseases and sicknesses. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes. It comes with social problems. Social problems. People want to sell their children. You have read some in the Bible. Say, let me eat my child. And tomorrow, next week, we will eat your own. And it wasn't like they were playing. One's own child was eating up. Social problems. When things become hard, it affects all levels of wealth. There are 7 levels of wealth. When things become, it affects every level. Spirit, soul, body, social, all those areas, it affects. Financial. So, the institution God have released to dispense that knowledge of the will of God, as the waters covered the sea, is the church. Everyone say the church. Everyone say the church. So, when it comes to the knowledge of the will of God, the body that is given that mandate to dispense it, to bail men out, is the church. Read through history. Anytime there have been problem in this world, it has not been politicians who have solved it. It has been prophets. It has been prophets. Except you are not a student of history. Praise the Lord. From the Bible days to our days. From the Bible days to what? To our days. And most of the time, they mock us. They mock us. When you are saying, oh, I lie. One prophet came to, his name is called Elisha. He said, tomorrow by this time, everything is Isaiah. Minister of Finance said, ah. Do you understand? I'm sorry, I'm going to go to school. Did it happen? It happened. And to mock that person, he was killed that day. The young men that were very hungry, come to your mom. If you are anybody and walk away, no boss. Master, go away. They stampede him. Go with your political office and die. They killed him. And then they had, praise the Lord. So the church is that body that have the mandate to dispense the revelation of God to bail people out, to bail people out, to bail people out, to bail people out. Praise the Lord. So if you are somebody that love God, this season you will see that every man of God that knows the will of God is barely speaking the same thing. It's barely speaking what? The same thing. Except those who don't. Praise the Lord. Now, this church, which we call the body of Christ, the word of God says that it is a body and it is a unit. So the church is a body and it's a denomination. A denomination is a branch of the whole body. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So like Methodist is a denomination. Pentecost is a denomination. Assemblies of God is a denomination. Praise the Lord. You come to Ghana, they are the fathers, the Pentecostal, then the Orthodox. Catholic Church is a denomination. Presbyterian Church, Methodist Church, praise the Lord. Yeah. They are all denominations. And then you come to the charismatics. Then you have a church like Congress. It's also a denomination. Praise the Lord. Some are old, some are young. Praise God. Like we as a church, we are a teenager. We are just getting to 13 years. So if it is human, we are a teenager. Praise the Lord. Some are adults. Like Church of Pentecost. Christ Apostolic Church. It's old. It's more than 100 years now. Praise the Lord. Like that. Presbyterian Church has been here for a very long time. Catholic Church is the Bushapeni of all. Praise the Lord. So there is the family unit of the church, praise the Lord, which is in denominations. Which is in what? Denominations. Are you understanding? We are talking about the United Church. And for a family unit in a denomination to fulfill the mandate God has called them to do, one of the things they need is unity. Everyone say unity. When the early church began in Acts chapter 2, verse 41, and then we will jump to 44. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And then 44. And all that believed were together, and all had all things in common. They were together, and they had all things in common. In Acts chapter 4, verse 32. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that ought of the things which he possessed was his own, but all had all things common. So the early church, they were united. They were one. One. One in heart, one in soul. Praise the Lord. So what will help a family unit, which is a denomination, or the whole body of Christ, which is the main tree, to be able to fulfill its mandate of dispensing the knowledge of the will of God in this season, is their unitedness, is their heart. Unitedness. So as a unit in the church, unity, oneness is what can help us to fulfill our individual assignment and our corporate what? Assignment. Praise God. Now, to be able to do that, there are four things we'll be looking at. But today we'll just look at one. We'll break a branch of one, and second service, we'll continue with the branch of the same one. In Acts chapter 2, the verse 42, the word of God says that when, in order for them to be united, there were things they were doing. Things they were doing. Acts 4:32. He said, and they continued steadfastly. Number one, in the apostles' doctrine. They continued steadfastly in doctrines. Everyone say continue. Everyone say continue. Everyone say continue. They continued in doctrines. Why? Because the earth should be filled with the knowledge of God. And before it can be so, somebody have to teach it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When we talk about the doctrines, we are talking about the word of God being taught line by line, precepts of precepts, to produce faith in the heart of men, to produce belief. 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 Man is very complicated. You sitting there, you are very sophisticated, or you don't know yourself. I always say it to people, human beings, we are very, very complicated. You don't know who you are and what you can do. Yeah. Praise the Lord. So, anytime God wants to do something with people, He begins with doctrines, teachings, precept upon precept, line upon line, a little here, a little there, to begin to renew the minds of people. Renew the minds of people. Renew the minds. In those days, in the days when people were fighting to conquer nations and take kingdoms, the reason why somebody like Nebuchadnezzar, he took Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and Daniel to their school. Why? Why would he do that? They were being taught the doctrines of what? The Babylonians. So that they can behave like Babylonians. Because your doctrine produces your faith. It produces belief in you. And your belief forms a certain system in you. Praise the Lord. Are you here? It forms your philosophy of life. So, your philosophy, the way you do your things, is based on the philosophy you have. Praise God. Yeah. Your philosophy. Do you tell me? My philosophy is what makes me desire God's presence. Your philosophy is what make you not to, or make you what you see as a priority, what sees as very important. Praise the Lord. So, and the thing you give priority to, if you don't know your philosophy, look at the things which you give more attention to. It tells you. And it is telling you also what you believe in. What you believe in. So if you don't know what you believe in, look at the things you do. You don't need any prophet to tell you. It tells you, this is what I believe in. That's why I'm doing it. And you are doing it because you have a philosophy about it. That's what you have taken. Praise the Lord. So doctrines produce ideology. Ideology produce philosophy. And philosophy produce lifestyle. So anytime there have to be a change in lives of people, God begins with teaching them to help them to know that this is the way you are walking, but there is a better way if you want it. One thing about God is that He never forces people to do things. He said, I've said before you life and death, blessings and curses. And then say, I want you to choose life, but if you want death, choose it. I won't force you. Praise the Lord. Clap for the Lord. He's a good God. He never forces anything on any man. He will show you the way. Osini Papa Matre o kwan pa no se faso. Obe faso akwa. On fire day. Jai. Yeah. Sony. So they began, they continued in the apostles' doctrines, teachings. So for people to be united, to know the will of God to do, they have to give themselves to the teaching of the word, the teaching of the word, the teaching of the word. Any denomination, the word of God is not taught. The people doesn't have a philosophy about God. Praise the Lord. You all know I'm a prophet. I see things. I prophesy. And I don't say things which doesn't happen. When I say, you all know it, that's what it happened. But I don't depend on gifts, because gifts doesn't build people. It just makes you excited for a while, and that's it. It's like gift makes you emotional. So we use it as the icing. But the real thing that changes lives of people is the word being taught. The word being taught. The word. Praise the Lord. So when men give themselves to doctrines, it builds a certain philosophy in them. And that philosophy produces lifestyle. And that lifestyle makes them become great. You are becoming great in Jesus' name. 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 So it has been so. Like when we were under colonial rule. What? The British took us through the educational system. All our grammar is British grammar. Everything. What were they doing? They were building an ideology that would create a philosophy to make you live. And they were teaching us, you know, some people still think a white man is better. Do you understand? Yeah. I was saying here someday, even your brother or your sister or your friend, who you were doing better with here, when you travel to America, you think he's better than you. It's a wrong mindset. Wrong mindset. Do you get what I'm saying? Your friend you were here with, you are doing better. Or to America, it's better than you. But it's not so. It's a mentality. And that thing entered through the philosophy we had, through the teachings and training. Training. So for you to do better, you need to renew your mind. Accept the word of God as it is. Accept the word of God on. As it is. Yeah. Accept the word of God as it is. Some time ago, a certain son in America was bringing some missionaries. And, you know, when we were communicating, one of the things that came up, because I was never thinking of they bringing anything. Are you getting it? I was telling them what we can do for them when they come. The kind of accommodation we can what? Give them. I wasn't thinking the money they can bring to us for us to do things. What we can do. So in our communication, and they said, this pastor is what? Is different. Because my mentality, I know that some time to come, there'll be white men, real ones, not the fake ones, real ones, who'll be working in this church. There'll be pastoring churches. Praise the Lord. That's the mind I have. That's the mind I have. Praise the Lord. Somebody's blessed. Now, what is in the word of God that build unity among people? Number one, the word of God is full of peace, 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 peace. In Psalm 85 verse 8, it said, I will hear what the Lord will speak. The Lord will speak peace to his people. Any group of people that have peace are united. Are what? United. When any country you go, there is war. There is no unity. Any office you go, there is war. There is no hurt. Any church you go, there is war. There is no hurt. either the associate is fighting the senior man, like Reverend is fighting me. And when it comes, you are sitting there as if you are fine, but we are not fine. Praise the Lord. And the moment you are fighting me, hey, praise the Lord. She is what? Fighting me. There is no peace. And there are many ministries like that. They are sitting there. It's like they are Bluetoothing themselves. Praise the Lord. Yeah. In politics, it's the same. At work. One thing I tell people is that your greatest enemy is not far. It's the one who is very close. It has always been like that. There is no way a banker will be an enemy to a pastor. The enemy of a banker is another banker. Praise the Lord. You are all counting money. So you, your own, you count more. He wants to count what you are counting. He's not thinking of coming to preach the Bible. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So in the word is peace. In the word is peace. In the word, I will hear what the Lord will speak, and the Lord will speak peace to his people. So because the word carries peace, when the word is released and it is working in the life of people, it builds bonding, it builds oneness, it builds unity. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If a nation is at war, what I think politicians should do, they should give men of God the chance to teach their people. Very soon there will be peace. Because the thing that carries the real peace of life, praise the Lord, it's God. It's the word. It's the word. It's the word. Praise the Lord. Yes. I have never been afraid of life. Not because I'm a pastor, but it's because of the word of God I know. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Not because I've gone to school. I count all my certificates as done. I don't depend on it. That is not it. Like Paul said, I count them as done. Praise the Lord. Yeah. God's word carries peace. You are always troubled. What you need is the word. Give attention to more of the word. You are afraid of life. You are afraid of a certain sickness they said you have. What you need is the word. It will free you. Keep hearing it. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 to 24, 22. My son, attend to my word. Incline your ears to my sayings. Do not let it depart from your eyes. Bind it in the midst of their heart. They said, they are life to them that find it, and health to all your flesh. Keep hearing. It will produce peace. Praise the Lord. Number two thing in the word that builds unity among the people is that in the word also is divine nature. Everyone say divine nature. Yeah. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. According as his divine power has given us all things that pertains to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who has called us unto glory and virtue. Move on, verse 4. He said, whereby are given unto us his exceeding great and precious promises, that by these precious promises, his great promises, which is his great word, his precious word, that you can put it there. He said, whereby are given unto us exceedingly great word and precious word, that by this word you may be a partaker. Someone say partaker. Yes. Of the divine nature.
divine nature. You partake of the nature of God. So what brings the unity is that when you hear the word, you are being a part of God's nature. When I hear it, I am also being a part of what? God's nature. So we become one in heart and in mind. One in heart and in mind. Doctrine. Teachings of the word of God. Not abracadabra sort of teachings, but the real revelation of God's word. Real revelation of God's word. That is what changes people, my friends, sons and daughters, ladies and gentlemen. Hallelujah. Oh, Samuel Rollins, I have missed him in his heydays. Ladies and gentlemen, catch. Praise the Lord. So, in the word is divine nature. Now, for you to be united with the word, what you have to do? First, speak, Lord, let your word have its way in my life. Speak, Lord, let your word, oh, ha, shabagadike katapaka tukabakalites, valenge de goma katika lovike te kalubasupa. Speak, Lord, let your way. Yes, Lord, in my life. Oh, speak, Lord. Let your word have its way in my life, Lord.
What do you have to do? As you receive the word to engraft you to God and to his church, you have to treasure the word of God. That's the first point. You know, what you treasure is what you look for. Yeah. The Bible said, a certain man, the kingdom of God is like a man who found a treasure in a field. And went to sell all that he has. Went to what? Everything. To buy the field. In the world is treasures. Everything you need in this life. The answer is there. Someone say the answer. It's full of treasures. It's full of treasures. I was looking for a good wife. The answer is there. Favor is vain. Beauty is deceitful. But the woman that fears God is worthy of praise. That was the treasure that I found to get mommy as a wife. Praise the Lord. I didn't look at a certificate. I didn't look at whatever. All those of you young men, you want to marry, you are thinking so many things. And what is the job? What school did he go? Who are his parents? And all these, whatever. That is why you have the problems you have. Because the treasure you looked for to marry a woman or to marry a man was things you can see in the person. Things. Praise the Lord. Are you hearing me? Yeah.
You are looking for money. You are poor. Poor people look for money. Go and look at wealthy men. There is no wealthy man that has been looking for money. Anytime say me, I'm looking for money, it tells you are a poor person. It's poor people that look for money. Praise the Lord. Wealthy men don't look for money. They bring ideas. They are the ones, they bring ideas to produce things. Are you getting it? Which is the rich people? Rich people are looking for things. Looking for things. So they pride themselves in their car they drive. They pride themselves in the house they live in. They pride themselves in this, you know. The watch they wear. You know what is that. When you see people on Facebook, you tell them they don't know life. Praise the Lord. Yeah, you never see any wealthy man behaving like that. When did you see Bill Gates come and show his watch on Facebook or TikTok? Oh, come on. That. Praise the Lord. Yeah, that, are you getting it? Well, it is poor people that look for money. And rich people, they show them that I'm rich, I have this. Wealthy men are calm, they are simple. You see them, you underrate them. Praise the Lord. Yeah, you underrate them. You can't see from their face. They have to talk before you know that they are wealthy. Praise the Lord. One son told me, he said, Papa, when I talk to you for 10 minutes, it's the things I get is like bare 2 years something. Praise the Lord. So treasure the word. Why don't you open your Bible? You open it every Sunday. Why? Why? And you are always on Facebook. You are opening Facebook. You are opening WhatsApp. You are opening TikTok. Your Bible you can't open. Why? I don't understand. It's because you don't treasure it. If you don't know, I'm telling you, it's because you don't treasure it. Why will you not listen to a message like this after we finish it? Because listening to one message will never change you. You don't even hear. You haven't heard it all. You haven't heard. You have to keep hearing. For something to stick, they say you have to hear it 7 times. How many times? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You keep hearing. Then you can get something out of it. Why? You say, I don't have data. But you have data for other things. Why? What you treasure. What you do, what? Treasure. Treasure the word. Please. Treasure the word. You can't get any believer who has been solid in the kingdom who doesn't treasure the word. When you see a church, people are saying, oh, nyamia sem di atrema, nyamia sem atrema. Nyanku pomba asem asasisu, na sem na nya atrema. Huh? Look. The Beatitudes. Jesus had one meeting. Huh? And he said, we have been with these people for 4 days. And they are not eating. When he blessed bread and it multiplied, the meeting was for 4 days. He had sat with the people talking. And there was no song ministration. He didn't have a choir. Praise the Lord. It was preaching ministry and teaching ministry. But nowadays, people come to church. They are just about to run away. They don't want the word. It is not so in your life, so it's just a one thing. What? Yeah, I better day. It be so. So treasure the word. Someone say, I'll treasure it. Be like that man who found a treasure in the field. And went to sell everything he has to buy the field. Second point, and I'm done. When, after treasuring the word, move to the next step and gladly receive it. Gladly what? Receive it. Those who heard the word, they gladly received the word. They, They gladly. When you are in a ministry where the people gladly, and that is what God wants to make us, you have to gladly receive the word. When anytime you are coming, you are ready to hear God speak to you. You are excited. Gladly.
Someone say gladly.
You are prepared. You have your nose. You are writing something. You are your Bible. Somewhere you circle.
If you are using an electronic Bible,
you underline it. Whatever. You go home and like the Biblia text. You go and look at it. Pastor said this. I want to search it. I want to.
Before you used to do that. You have stopped.
You have. This boy sometimes. Before I'll be there, then you send me text. Papa, this yes, he's speaking. A very long time you have stopped. He doesn't read again. It tells me he doesn't read again. Yeah, it was true. He used to do that. You'll be there, then you send me text. I'm reading this. What does he mean? What
is it true? And you have stopped. Is it not?
Yeah, that's it. When somebody is growing, you know, because he's hungry, he wants to know. He wants to know.
And when he was doing that, he was growing the prophetic. Now you can't see anything. I don't think it's that true. Clap your hands to the Lord. Somebody is blessed. Hallelujah.
So receive the word what? Gladly.
Receive the word what?
Gladly.
As you do that, you begin to see that the knowledge of the will of God will always help you to triumph over the darkness, over the pressures, over the attacks.
And nowadays, people are stressed. Who was there?
And we think it's government. It's not everywhere. If you hear the American president talking about food, whatever, then you know that something is happening. Something is what?
Happening. Are you getting it?
Yeah. I read an article that at a point, somewhere in America, what do you call it? Is it? That thing that look like Okoyama.
Potatoes. Huh? One state, all the potatoes, they were destroying it. Destroying. Somebody said, why will you not send it to Africa where people are hungry? Do you know what they said? Look, don't trust this world system. They said that the price have gone down, so we have to destroy some for the price to what?
If you know economics, when there is more supply, are you getting it? Prices what?
Go down. And demand is the same. Prices go down. So they consciously were destroying potatoes they themselves have grown. Use money. Because the price of it.
Whilst people are hungry, they can send it to them. Our people are hungry. They say, no. The price have to come up. So this world is controlled by some few people. So they will hold to swear, why you be fooled? Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
When I read it, I was amazed. I said, So the major suppliers of potato, they agreed that let's destroy some we have planted because the price have gone down to raise the price. And you think it is only potato, but anything. When they know the price is going, let's destroy it to raise the price. And they keep destroying. Praise the Lord. And so nations that can even destroy food. Now they are talking about food security and food shortage and things. Then you know that something is happening. Are you here with me? That is why you are hearing this word. Let the word of God in doctrines build you up and be united with God and his word and in the church. And let allow God to work. you are here this month and you want Jesus in your life, somebody here need to give his life to Jesus. Something might change in your life. You need that Jesus. I want to pray with you. You want to say Jesus will become your Lord and Savior. Lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. You want to say, I need Jesus. If I die today, I cannot make it to heaven because my life is not right. Lift your right hand and I'll pray with you. In somebody's life, say, Father, I thank you that you died on the cross for me. Today, I ask you, come into my life. Become my Lord and Savior. From today, I will follow you and serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name.
We trust that you have been blessed by the word of God. We would love to have you worship with us at Conquest Global Ministries, Kakrade, or call us on 0243-287-958 or 0246-111-278. You are blessed.